young people. In Ephesians 6 and verse 10, would somebody like to read that few verses, 10 through to 20? Ephesians 6, 10 through to 20. And this speaks of the armour of God, the whole armour of God. Somebody like to read that? Shanine, would you like to read that? Let's put you on the spot there.
Verse 10.
That's why when we come to church, you see, we've got to be ready. Got to be ready. It says, come with a hymn, come with a psalm, come with a scripture. It just says, come. That's right. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through to 20. We might as well have all that section there, please. Thank you.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the evil devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the lords of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armour of God, you may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all, stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet in preparation of the gospel of peace. A bundle taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end and your preservation, perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that's utterance given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in chains, that in it may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, that speaks of the armour of God. Now, have you ever seen in pictures or in films, soldiers? Have you seen what Roman soldiers looked like? Centurions? Ever seen this? Yeah, we've all. So we've got in our mind's eye what the armour of God looks like, or how when Paul was writing this, he was thinking in mind to the armoury of soldiers. And he says that as believers who confess Jesus, that we too have to put on this armour. Now, how do we put on this armour? Is he speaking literally? We've got to take up the shield and the armour and the breastplate and the helmet. You know, have we got to pull all this on? Well, what is he saying to us? Any idea what you think Paul might be saying? Yes?
Well, in one of the verses, above all, taking the shield of faith. Like, when you have faith, you're basically putting on the shield of faith, spiritually.
Right.
So, when you do something, like it says in Ephesians 6, you're spiritually putting on that particular armor that associates with.
Right. Yes, it means that the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, all these things, these weapons that we use, are a type of armoury, a spiritual armoury. But I want to take this just a little step further. This whole armour, this armoury, which was pretty impenetrable, you know, Roman soldiers, centurions, those soldiers were not men that you messed around with. They were highly trained. And, you know, when the weapons came and the arrows and the spears that would fly through the sky, they were pretty protected But of course, they had to face it. They weren't so protected if they turned behind or moved away, because most of it was actually all for the front. Things were tied up at the back and joined together at the back, so the weakness lied at the back, not the front. Now, what does that tell us? What are we supposed to do with that?
We should face them and not turn the back.
Right. So how can, when we face the front, who are we actually looking to when we face, look ahead? Who should we be looking at?
Jesus.
Jesus. So as we look to Jesus, then that helps us to keep the armour on as it should be. When we turn away from Jesus, what do we begin to do with the armour? That is, what happens to the armour? What do we start to do? Yes, Elizabeth?
It's not as good as it was.
Right. We also start to do something else. I've already indicated what we begin to do. When we take our eyes off Jesus, we're no longer looking frontwards as we should be. We start to look, what happens?
Get fearful.
Well, we get fearful, yes we do. But what actually happens to us? I'm talking in terms of the armour we wear. Yes.
The weakness is like exposed.
Yes, it does. Where's the weakness? Where did I say the weakness was? Yes, with the armour?
Yes, on the back.
At the back. So what happens then? What are we actually beginning to do when we take our eyes off Jesus? What happens? Positionally, what do we start to do? Yes, Puppet? We turn our back on him. That's it. So we turn our back, and there the enemy can get us. See, those soldiers would dare not turn their back. They could not withdraw from the line unless they were killed. And so we're told, aren't we, that we're to endure, we're to stay with it, because by moving back means we turn our back upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does the enemy do? What do you think he does? He attacks, strikes us. We haven't got then the armoury working properly. Now I want to take this armour a step further. What actually really is this armour? This whole armour that we put on, that we put on from the head, to the sole of our feet. What really is this armour? Who is this armour? You think about it.
God.
God. What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus. So really this armour you have is actually Jesus. We're putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. So if he's in us, his word is in us, his sword is in us, he is the fighter. He is the one that goes forth. So he's in us. So this armour also, the deeper revelation of this, is the Lord Jesus Christ in us and through us. And we put him on as well as he lives in us. So he preserves you, he keeps you. But you have to apply that by your walk, by your commitment to him. Reading the word, prayer, coming to church. That is all part of the armour. And so when the enemy tries to attack, he may have a go, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so when the enemy tries to come and deceive you, you have that sword, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so God will teach you this. You may think to yourself, well, how on earth can he put all this on? This all sounds pretty fantastic to me. I can understand it, but to come and live it and apply it is another thing, isn't it? So that's Christ in you. So when you read this again, you'll say, this armour that I see is actually Jesus in my life, in my heart. He is my armour, and I put it on. And you want to put it on, because you know that the world out there, you know at school, there are many temptations. And the things that the enemy just knows by how he tries to get, doesn't he? He knows our weak points. Have you got any weak points? Have you got some weak areas? Hey? Got some weak areas? Come on, I can't be the only one. Hey? A few heads nodding. Got any weak areas? Yeah? Well, there's Shanine there nodding her head. Yeah, got any weak areas? Yes. Naomi has. Yes. Yeah, here we are. We're getting honest now, aren't we? We have weak areas. And do you know something? Don't be ashamed. Please, don't be ashamed of those weak areas. Because we've all got them. Some people are just honest. But those weak areas, Jesus knows. And as you take those weak areas to him and say, Lord, I'm weak. I'm falling here. I fall every time. I can't keep my mouth shut. Or various things like that. Sometimes we say things we don't mean to say, or rashly, quickly. Tell the Lord Jesus, because he knows those weak areas. And why should we tell him? Because the devil knows. And he get working, you see. So you tell the Lord, and you confess those weak areas before him, you will begin to find that that armor the Lord has for you, which is the Lord himself, starts to become strong. And so when the enemy has a go, you'll find that armory is there. When those swords and those darts start coming, you'll find that the armor is there and you can stand against it. Not in your strength, but in the strength of the Lord. In the power of his might. That's what he says. It's in the power of his might. You can't stand, but you can stand if he's in your life. And that's how you overcome as a Christian.